It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love? Maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay.
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that.
Don't answer the question. What's the answer?
Do you enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but no, not darn question.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, the e-brake brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration. We're going to give you three candidates. You get to vote on it at 888-787-1310. Okay, candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline. It's Bob Sturm, who had a Scott Baio moment. And if you've only been around the ticket for a few years, you may wonder what's a Scott Baio moment. It happened to Corby about 25 years ago when his voice got, it's also called bubble throat or bubble voice. And for whatever reason, your voice pitches up and goes into a really strange tone. And this is what happened to Corby, like, I don't know, 25 years ago.
Did you see that on a Scott Baio after school special?
Gosh.
And still to this day, that is that's the standard that we go by. But Bob had one of those moments.
Alfonso Soriano's 49.
All-star. Greatness. Ranger.
Traded for Brad Wilkerson.
40-40?
Yeah. No, 49.
Rangers.
Last player other than is it last player to have a 40-40 in Tolacuna?
So.
Something like that? Baseball?
I think you're right.
Hot dog?
Baseball.
Truck day?
About a month out?
Yeah.
Huh? A month out?
Right. You don't have an exact
work? Those guys are good.
God. I don't know, Bob.
You figured you'd have a couch school special?
They had really gotten his head.
Yeah.
Boy, they all jumped on
that
him.
Didn't
and
even sound
like a bunch
like
of John Lennon's talking.
I thought that was. I thought it was EA.
Yeah.
Well, we got it isolated. This is Bob and what he said. They're real, really short.
Right? You don't have an exact work.
Wow.
I don't have an exact workup.
Did you see that on a Scott Baio?
You don't have an exact work.
That's good.
That sounds like EA.
All right. Mark. Let's hear it all the way through again.
Alfonso Soriano's 49.
All-star. Greatness. Ranger.
Traded for Brad Wilkerson.
40-40?
Yeah.
No, 49.
Rangers.
Last player other than... is it last player to have a 40-40 in Tolacuna?
Think so.
Something like that? Baseball?
I think you're right.
Hot dog?
Baseball.
Truck day?
About a month out.
Yeah.
Huh?
A month out?
Right. You don't have an exact work.
Those guys are good.
God. I don't know, Bob.
We figured you'd have a couch school special.
The whole Zinger thing really got in his head.
Yeah.
For the pylon's just amazing, and why today doesn't suck, isn't it?
Yes.
There is Bob as candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us from the sweet spot. Now, this guy is not out of the Rant farm system, but he kind of is because Gordo has taken him under his wing.
Yeah.
And he has coached Justin Montemayor, Monty.
Yes, I give him private lessons.
To be a shock jock.
Yeah.
How to be a shock jock.
I'm his personal coach. I'm his life coach.
And so when I was on with the sweet spot the other day, afternoon jub, we got on the topic of way back in the day, what was it like to work with Skip Bayless, who's been in the news recently for some rather unfortunate stories.
Indeed.
So Monty thought he would bring those up in Corby and I trying to talk about Skip Bayless. And that was now more than 30 years ago. Like, we'll see him at a Super Bowl, and he will, like, change course of his direction when he's walking somewhere just so
100%
he won't have to walk by us.
How much did he offer y'all to Krispy Kreme your leg?
God.
Well, I'll let you answer that one next week, George. We can
marinate on that.
We can think about that one. But I'm glad we got you back for the spring semester.
We got garbage time, Monty. Yeah.
Well rested, Monty.
My whole life is garbage time, George.
So you get some wheeze laugh there. You get the layout, and a really shocking comment that is something you would have heard on the rant back in the day. Mm. You must be proud of Monty.
Don't pin this on me. Monty deserves full credit for this. It's his genius.
It is a funny line. It's a very shocking line, and I guess it's worth hearing one more time. Or, and that was now more than 30 years ago. Like, we'll see him at a Super Bowl, and he will, like, change course of his direction when he's walking somewhere just so
100%
he won't have to walk by us.
How much did he offer y'all to Krispy Kreme your leg?
God.
Well, I'll let you answer that one next week, George. We can
marinate on that.
We can think about that one, but I'm glad we got you back for the spring semester.
We got garbage time, Monty. Yeah.
Well rested, Monty.
My whole life is garbage time, George.
All right, there is Monty as candidate number two. Candidate number three, Junior was telling us some stories from his Christmas vacation to the mountains. And we talked about the controversy, and we've talked about it several times since. So when you're helping out Santa, or if you're somehow one of his elves on Christmas Eve, should presents from Santa be wrapped or unwrapped? And we took a quick poll on the morning crew, and then we got the Daddy, and we had a bit of a stop down.
In our circle here,
yeah.
George, how did Santa bring your gifts?
Unwrapped.
Right.
Yeah.
Santa brought my gifts unwrapped. Gordo?
Santa's unwrapped. Family stuff is wrapped.
Yes. That's how I've polled a bunch of people up here. Baldy, Tyler, Daddy, how did Santa bring your gifts when you were young?
Santa brought my gifts for my sister and I early. We had a special deal with Santa, at least my parents did, apparently, because we celebrated Christmas at our house before we went to Indiana for actual Christmas.
I thought it was just wrapped or unwrapped.
Yeah. Did he wrap or unwrap the gifts?
Wrapped.
Okay, wrapped.
Oh, Tyler? There you go.
Wrapped.
Wrapped?
Yes.
Ryan?
Unwrapped.
Sorry unwrapped. For the exposition.
Okay, so it's 4-2.
We love it.
Everybody got the memo.
God.
But Daddy.
I heard, how does Santa bring you your gifts? The wrapped, unwrapped part didn't register in my brain as I was looking at something on my laptop.
Huh.
I was listening, but half listening.
God.
That was pretty incredible. All right, one more time.
Here. In our circle here,
yeah.
George, how did Santa bring your gifts?
Unwrapped.
Right.
Yeah.
Santa brought my gifts unwrapped. Gordo?
Santa's unwrapped. Family stuff is wrapped.
Yes. That's how I've polled a bunch of people up here. Baldy, Tyler, Daddy, how did Santa bring your gifts when you were young?
Santa brought my gifts for my sister and I early. We had a special deal with Santa, at least my parents did, apparently, because we celebrated Christmas at our house before we went to Indiana for actual Christmas.
I thought it was just wrapped or unwrapped.
Yeah. Did he wrap or unwrap the gift?
Wrapped.
Okay, wrapped.
Oh, there we go.
Wrapped.
Wrapped?
Yes.
Ryan?
Unwrapped.
Sorry
unwrapped. For the exposition.
Okay, so it's 4-2.
We love it.
Here.
That did sound like a Gordo character of course, before the family went to Indiana.
Digression man made an appearance.
Oh, man, that's funny. All right. So is it Scott Baio-voiced Bob? Is it Monty or Daddy? 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Phone call from up ahead.
Okay.
This is Jimmy Cobb. I'm going to take his ask for you. Great impressions of me. I'm the only person up here that voted for Kamala Harris for president. And I'm also going to be the only person up here that votes for Justin Montemayor.
Okay.
Not a
Jimmy Carter
voting. Great Carter.
It's supposed to be Jimmy Carter from beyond. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, humans.
Hey.
Hello there.
Reginald Fife, born.
Oh, gosh. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Bob Froggy Sturm and Hooter Brown.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
Am I on AM Radio?
Hey, yes,
Unreal.
Welcome back, musers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry about your demotion.
Yeah, I know. It hurts. Does it hurt?
We're hanging in there.
Well, hey, I want to cast my vote for one. Jacob, get a
mark. He sings.
Just know, and y'all have a happy Corona.
No. Okay. No, we're not going to have a happy Corona.
Hey, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins E-Break?
Oh, no, this is Stoma Man, the man who hugged an eighth grade Davey back in, I think, a Sears in Keller once. Hey, Stoma Man, Davey works in the afternoons.
Oh, I'm glad to hear he got his job back.
Yeah. He got a new
who
job.
Who you vote for?
Very important
Stoma
one.
Man.
Well, I haven't been able to call in a while because I had a Krispy Kreme donut all stuck in my stoma.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, it was that perfectly painful, stuck in your stoma.
Thank you for the Monty vote there, Stoma Man. And good to hear from you again. Happy New Year. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
As a day one P1, I decided to change my vote from 4 seconds to only 3 on your schedule and say Creasing Little votes for Bob.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
I think it was longer.
Hello.
Than 4 seconds, though.
You're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Well, I think we finally figured out why donuts have a hole. Give me the Krispy Kreme.
Okay. Thank you.
Watch it.
Hello. You are on America's favorite radio station. Who do you like in the E-Break?
E-Break?
Yeah.
Am I too late for the voting?
Unbelievable.
No. Who you vote for?
Just vote, please. I'm begging you.
I'm going to go with...
He was about to say it,
and you interrupted him.
Can he be that unsure, though?
I don't know.
Go ahead, sir.
Jeez. No, he's gone now, I think.
Okay, good.
Hello, you're on AM, FM, and stream.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy New Year.
Okay, we're cutting down to 2 hours now.
Hello, you're voting in the emergency break of the week. Who you like?
I must say I like George. That little sound he made when he was laughing sounds like what a Tesla would sound like if it wouldn't start. It was crazy.
This bullfrog voice is amazing to me.
But also, is it not an E-Break if y'all don't notice it? Because I think George dropped the S-bomb yesterday.
Yeah, we heard some people talking about that.
Yeah,
it wasn't George, though. It was our guest.
Right.
It was Michael Irvin.
Oh, that's my bad. That's my bad right there. I'm sorry. Okay, well, I'm going to vote for that clip. I'm going to do my hero job in it.
Okay. I think only whales can understand your voice.
I think that's a vote for Monty.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it is? Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Justin,
and that was
Montemayor. Like, we'll see him at a Super Bowl, and he will, like, change course of his direction when he's walking somewhere just so
100%.
He won't have to walk by us.
How much did he offer y'all to Krispy Kreme your leg?
God.
Well, I'll let you answer that one next week, George. We can
marinate on that.
We can think about that one. But I'm glad we got you back for the spring semester.
We got garbage time, Monty. Yeah.
Well rested,
my whole
Monty.
Life is garbage time, George.
All right. So there's a win for Monty, and I understand Norm had two wins over the. over the break?
That is correct. Norm now has 139 e-brakes all time. He expanded his lead. That is Monty's seventh win. He is now 132 behind Norman Krispy Kreme Hitzkus.
Yeah. God.
Yeah, Norman. Norm did that to us a few. Norm treated us like a hairdresser a few times up here.
You know, it's hard to talk about, very really. It really is. All right, there you go. Monty wins the e-brake.